It is the Craig Collins Show. It is time for Tuesday Tunes. It is our fall concert series, or at least that's what I'm calling it for now. Emily, the band, in studio, about to perform Pretend. Take it away. Dalton Kemper, how'd you feel about that song? That was excellent.
That was wonderful. That was awesome.
That was really great. Before I take a break, just real quick, introduce yourselves. We have Emily, and then we have the band, which is one other person, by the way. But Emily, just a quick hello. You are the lead singer of this band. You're playing the ukulele, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you've been playing the ukulele for how long?
Oh, gosh, I think it's been 7 or 8 years now.
Okay, and yeah. How long have you been singing, by the way, out of curiosity?
Oh, probably since I could talk.
Okay, well, that's you have a great voice.
Thank
and then
you.
The band, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, hi, my name's Cammie Proctor, and I am the band.
I need to know several more things about why it's called Emily and the Band, and then the band is Cammie, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the song after just a quick break. 1470, 100.3 WMBD. Craig Collins Show. Messing things up. 1470, 100.3 WMBD. That is Poison by Emily and the Band. Emily and part of the band are in studio right now. I have Emily and I have Cammie, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And we have a band member that's missing, by the way. What's her name?
Her name is Abby. Okay. Abby Haste.
Okay. I am glad now that the band wasn't just you. I have to be honest. And not because I would judge that, but because I felt bad for Cammie that it was Emily and the band, and then just Cammie shows up as well. How long have you guys been performing together?
We've been really going at it since April of this year.
Cool.
Yeah, but we've known each other since high school, so about 4 or 5 years.
Is part of the reason that it's only been since April because of the pandemic?
Partially, and I also went to University of Illinois and then dropped out to do this for full time. So
see, yeah. There you go, dedicating yourself to music.
Yep.
What has it been like performing throughout? Peoria. I think you said you've been to Champaign and Bloomington too.
Yeah,
how's it been going? Does it feel normal being out there and performing now?
It feels a lot more normal than it used to. I used to get very, very anxious before shows, but now it feels like a fun thing that we get to do on Friday nights. And
cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome, especially since I get to do it with like two of my best friends ever. So, yeah,
and you guys have been friends for a very long time then?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's it like writing? Is there one person who writes the music, or does everybody kind of collaborate together?
So for writing, I write the ukulele chords and the lyrics and the melody of main vocal. And mm-hmm. then I hand it off to Cammie, who has just one of the most incredible brains I've ever come across. Cammie has this awesome ability to translate the feelings in those songs into sound. So anything that's not ukulele or my voice is Cammie, or our producer, Connor Billard. We like to say that we are fully produced in Peoria, because
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there's a Connor too. There's,
yes.
And I don't know if he's part of the band then kind of, but at least he's in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the goal? What do you think you guys want to at least do with your music or in music? What are some of the dreams?
We had a meeting about this a few months ago.
Fancy, I knew it. I did that on purpose. No, go ahead.
One of our long-term goals, like, I don't know, in the next 5 years, I think it'd be really cool if we played Lollapalooza.
Sure.
It's ambitious, but I do think it's possible at the rate we're going. And I guess a more immediate goal would be just to, like, sustain ourselves as mm-hmm. musicians, which is really possible in Peoria. There's a lot of awesome venues and just a really great music community of people who want to support you around here, which rocks.
I want to ask about that because this is only the second musician I've had now locally on this show. We're trying this new thing on Tuesdays. And he had said, Tyler from the Unemployed Architects, mm-hmm. how really significant the Peoria music scene is,
mm-hmm.
but much like a craft beer scene or something else that I've been involved in before, I wondered how supportive it was as a community, and I wondered how much maybe interaction or conversations you guys are having with other people in the music community here.
Yeah, I've never felt any like rivalry
okay.
in the Peoria music scene. It's super supportive, at least the people that we've been interacting with.
Yeah.
We're good friends with Sarah Marie Dillard and Brandon mm-hmm. Mubery of Sarah and the Underground,
mm-hmm.
Allison Hannah, Audrey Karen Voss. There's just a lot of really awesome local musicians.
Yeah.
And
you just name dropped two of the bands that are coming up in the next 2 weeks on
oh,
the
nice.
Show. So thank you for doing that. Before I let you guys go, before we get out of here, I just want to ask about a new song that you said is coming out. This new song is called It's On You. And the way that this was written, it actually makes a statement. Tell me a little bit about the song.
So It's On You, I wrote last summer. It's going to be out Friday, October 22nd on all streaming platforms. You can find where to listen to it on emilytheband.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's about racism and our responsibility to do something about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you wanted to write about that. I think you had told me this on the phone because of an experience in school.
Yeah, I was on a Zoom call catching up with one of my professors from the previous semester, and he just said some things that really stuck with me
gotcha.
That I wanted to translate into a song.
How does it feel to make music that has a meaning? Because like I talk to a lot of people who write music about personal life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I experienced this, and I wanted to share that emotion, positive or negative, with the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted to write some music that's really just about stuff going on in society. How does that feel different to mm-hmm. those songs that are about, you know, this is something that happened to me, and if you're Taylor Swift, it's a breakup. But mm-hmm. if it's something that happened to me and singing about those things.
Yeah, I like Taylor Swift also.
I love
quite
her,
often.
By the way.
Yes,
no, it's
big
fine.
Fan.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I write a lot of breakups. But but this one, I felt like I needed...
Does it feel different even when you're performing
yeah.
it? because the message is a little bit beyond just, mm-hmm. you know, telling a story for just a personal experience.
Yeah, we don't play it super often because I only want to play it when people are really listening.
Gotcha.
Because of it's a bit heavier content than sure. my usual songs and a very important message that a lot of people need to hear. So it cool. does feel different. It feels like something that I...
Do you almost get more nervous? Is it almost like...
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to be a little bit more, like, careful with my words.
Yeah.
Because it has such a, like, massive impact on all
Interesting.
Of our lives.
It will be available, you said, digitally. It's on you very soon. You guys are also going to be at SIDS in the Park on the 15th. Is that a venue you've played before?
Yeah, it's one of our favorites.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is a lovely venue. And actually, to be entirely honest, I feel like you guys are a perfect band for a park.
Oh my gosh.
There's something very nice about, I wish it was a little bit nicer outside. Hopefully it's not going to be rainy and crappy. Then we got about a minute left. Ed's going to jump in and do some news in just a bit. But if you wanted to play a little bit more music to play us out.
Sounds good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this one's called Melt.
Cool.
1, 2, 3. Do 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 to your impulse, nicotine or spontaneity, your heart inked on your sleeve, you wished your hands were all over me, you and I lived and died in honeybee, now I'm thriving, ooh, from my new cup of tea. Steve's where cold coffee used to be. She was a barista.